Larson's physics makes obsolete the last 100 years or so of conventional wisdom as regards the physics of everything. As such, it is not acceptable to the mainstream scientific communities. It can't get accepted into peer-reviewed journals because it essentially is debunking all of current theory. Larson's model makes a huge number of accurate predictions about atoms, chemicals, spacing between atoms and compounds, and such. The numbers add up. If Larson is right, a whole lot of professors and graduate students are out of a job. There goes the gravy train of government grants. If the underlying physics is really much simpler, it won't take years of painstaking study to get it. It could be taught in high school. So there is a very strong vested interest in maintaining the status quo. Space and time are exact opposites of each other. Larson named his theory the reciprocal system because he felt that space and time were in a perfectly opposite relationship to each other, a reciprocal relationship. Though most people believe space and time couldn't be more different, Larson said that's only because we've been conditioned to think that way. Instead, Larson now invites us to envision a parallel reality, all around us, which is just like the space we now see, in almost every way. This parallel reality would have solid objects and livable areas just like our own, made from the same atoms and molecules we see all around us. Our scientists would normally think these atoms exist only as waves in this stage of their existence. Remember, a wave over here is a solid particle over there. We might even enter this parallel reality and walk around in it by certain means we will soon discuss. The only difference is that from our perspective, this parallel reality would all exist in a higher dimension, or more correctly, three parallel dimensions. Theoretically, we are surrounded by this parallel reality, by time-space, right now. It's where the energetic duplicate of our physical body and brain would be found. It's very likely where we go in dreams, out-of-body experiences, remote viewing sessions, or the so-called afterlife. And the main way we can measure this parallel reality is by tracking its effects on the flow of time. One of the most mind-expanding concepts Larson raises is that the space we see around us, the known universe, isn't strictly real at all. The parallel reality of time-space isn't actually real either. The only thing that does genuinely exist is the three real dimensions that they both are a part of. Within these three real dimensions, energy constantly flows between the two realities so they can both continue to exist. Technically, Larson would call this motion, not energy, but I believe we are still talking about the same thing. Simply put, all the energy that makes space in our reality is the same energy that powers time in the parallel reality. And all the energy that makes space in the parallel reality is the energy that powers time in our reality. Although this seems totally impossible to visualize at first, the reason why it works is that this flowing exchange between space and time is constantly happening within every single atom and molecule of our visible universe. That means both of these realities are stable locations we can visit, and they are totally interconnected with each other. Neither of these two realities can exist separately. They are intimately and totally dependent upon each other for their own survival. It is utterly impossible to separate them. We can watch atoms and molecules winking into and out of this parallel reality all the time. But up until now, we have had no idea what we're really seeing. This also means the space we see is actually an illusion, and every point is ultimately the center of the universe.